The White House on Tuesday sharply criticized Amazon following reports that the retail giant plans to display U.S. tariff costs directly on product listings, calling the move a hostile and political act. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt condemned the reported initiative during a press briefing, accusing Amazon of targeting former President Donald Trump's trade policies. Why didn't Amazon do this when the Biden administration hiked inflation to the highest level in 40 years? She asked. This is another reason why Americans should buy American. The backlash followed a Punchbowl News report claiming Amazon would begin showing customers how much of a product's price is attributed to tariffs, a move perceived by the Trump administration as an attempt to undermine its economic agenda. In response, Amazon clarified that the idea was only being considered for Amazon Haul, its discount-focused retail segment, and not for the broader Amazon platform. The team that runs our ultra-low-cost Amazon Haul store has considered listing import charges on certain products, a spokesperson told CNBC. This was never a consideration for the main Amazon site, and nothing has been implemented on any Amazon properties. Despite the clarification, Amazon shares dipped over 2% in pre-market trading following the White House remarks. During the briefing, a reporter asked whether the move illustrates that it's the American consumer and not China who is going to have to pay for these policies. Leavitt replied that she had just spoken with President Trump about the issue and reiterated that the administration views Amazon's actions as politically motivated. Leavitt went further, citing a December 2021 Reuters report alleging Amazon's past compliance with Chinese censorship. The report claimed the company removed customer reviews from a collection of speeches by Chinese President Xi Jinping at Beijing's request, a move Leavitt referenced to argue Amazon's international relationships may be influencing its current policy considerations. Amazon is not alone in reacting to the financial strain of tariffs. Other retailers, including Chinese e-commerce platforms Shein and Temu, have recently introduced significant import surcharges. Temu has begun listing import charges at checkout, reportedly increasing item costs by as much as 145%. The incident underscores growing tensions between President Trump's administration and major tech firms. While Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has in recent months made gestures of support toward Trump, including a $1 million donation to his 2024 inaugural fund and public praise of his leadership, the tariff conflict could mark a turning point in their relations. When asked whether Bezos remains a Trump ally, Leavitt declined to comment on personal dynamics, but reiterated that Amazon's reported move was certainly a hostile and political action.